Folks, it's springtime, and this week's special at drhoffman.com is Core Restore, a one-stop shop for your detoxification needs. That's Core Restore. Look for it at drhoffman.com and come browse our full selection of great products at drhoffman.com. Click on the store. Welcome to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today we have something very special in store for you because we often talk about the benefits of the Mediterranean diet, a diet that is rich in polyphenols from wine and from olive oil, that is low in processed foods, and really one of the keys to the benefits of the Mediterranean diet is olive oil. And there's a lot of confusion, there's a lot of misinformation, there's a lot of misrepresentation about olive oil, because when you go to the store, how do you know the quality of the olive oil that you're going to get? You want to support your health, but then again, it's not clear that you're getting your money's worth or indeed the full nutritional value that is imparted by olives and olive oil. So we're going to talk to one of the world's experts on the subject of olive oil. He is T.J. Robinson, and he has earned the moniker of, quote, the olive oil hunter. He is tenacious in his quest for the best quality olive oils across the world. It is a rare opportunity to reach him in the United States because he's often on the hunt in the Mediterranean and also in other parts of the world where they're now cultivating olive oil to find the very best quality to provide to members of something called the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And we're going to talk a little bit about that because that's a great opportunity to experience the real flavors and health benefits of olive oil. So without further ado, here's our guest, T.J. Robinson. T.J., it's a pleasure having you as a guest here on Intelligent Medicine.
The pleasure is all mine. I've been looking forward to this and a big fan of yours and very excited to have the opportunity to talk to your listeners about some great tips and how to get educated so they're not caught with in taking in this rancid old olive oil that's all over American store shelves these days, and very excited that you're taking the time to cover this topic because there definitely is a lot of fraud and a lot of misinformation, and it would be great to get your readers and listeners as excited about olive oil as I am.
Well, you certainly are an olive oil enthusiast, and so tell us a little bit about what you do. I mean, you've been doing this for years. You go hither and thither and yon, tracking down the best olive oil cultivar. So what does that entail?
Well, olive oil, as you know, is a product that really, just because of all of the demand that has soared for olive oil, is something that we import in the States. Approximately 27% of our olive oil is imported. We just simply don't have enough groves in the U.S. to support our demand. And most olive oil that's imported to America is done by boat and is brought in by large bottlers, the vast majority, who bottle under different brands or blends from different countries of origins. And my focus is really on looking at the freshness of olive oil, but not only the freshness, also looking at getting super high quality and high polyphenol count olive oil for members of my club. It's a private club called the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And for these folks, the club members, I zip around the planet every 3 months following the global harvest. And we'll talk more about harvest date and about the different places around the globe where olive oil is grown and olive trees grow. But my members receive every 3 months a box with three olive oils inside. One is a lighter oil, one's a medium oil, and one's a bold oil that's really packed with antioxidants. And it comes with a letter, and people talks all about the harvest, about the producers. And we really get into the real, it's almost like visiting a farmer's market, your local green market, and having an intimate relationship with the guy you're buying your local tomatoes from when they're in season, that sort of thing. But every 3 months I deliver a set of three bottles of fresh pressed oil from somewhere around the globe, wherever the global harvest is going on.
And I can attest to the fact that I've tried some of your olive oils, and they are really superb. They're just delicious. And they also have a very individual character. And boy, they make fantastic guests and gifts. when you show up, with a bottle of this very, very high quality olive oil in your hands, it is a great housewarming gift or a gift for if you're showing up and you want to give something to your host. So you're sort of like the Jay Peterman of olive oil. I noticed from your newsletter, it's really reminiscent of that old catalog, just very lovingly described and, narrative about the olive oil, and, you get the background on it.
Absolutely.
And it's not just, okay,
That's
here's
right.
a bottle of olive oil. It's like you get the whole
That's
story,
right.
the culture, the, it's almost like you're like a tour guide when you describe, how you rambled the hills of Sicily, tracking down a particular cultivar, commenting on the weather, the season, striking when the iron's hot, getting exactly the right timing. It seems very important.
Absolutely. Well, the vast majority of Americans forget that olives are fruit, and they really should be handled as such. That's really the issue, is that they're not being treated like fruit from many of the people that work even in the industry. It's treated more as an agricultural product and not something that's really getting the kind of care that it deserves. Olive fruits become very prickly. They like to be handled in a very particular way, and Mother Nature does a wonderful job at growing the fruit. And then something happens from the point when it's picked on its way to our table. Either the milling process goes badly, or there's too much time between when the fruit is picked and when it's actually processed. It's processed in a bad way with maybe too much heat involved. And we can talk a little bit more about that, about the different types of olives even that are in the olive oil, and some of some of these issues that demand is actually causing in the industry, such as the black olive versus the green olive. Mm-hmm. So a black olive is simply an olive that's hung on the tree longer, mm-hmm. and is more ripe.
Right.
Now, inside of that black olive, there is more oil. So let's say if you're a farmer and you have 100 trees, and you are selling your oil based upon quantity, not quality, which is how most of the world olive oil is sold, based upon quantity, mm-hmm. you could pick your green olives and produce wonderful, fresh, high polyphenol, great olive oil, not in all cases, but let's say really good olive oil at a low percentage of oil inside the olive. Say you would get 10% of the olive is actually oil. Or you can leave the olive hanging on the tree, let it turn black, let the oil content go up to potentially 20%, and pick it, say, 2 months later. Polyphenols have drawn pretty much went away. Mm-hmm. There's a few in there.
By the way, if I might interrupt you, I'm reading, we'll come back to this discussion of the green versus the black, but I have in front of me a scientific article about polyphenols, and the lead polyphenol that is responsible for a lot of health benefits, which we'll discuss during this podcast, is called oleuropein. And oleuropein, it says, is very abundant in the early stages in young fruits. It can reach 14% of the dry matter. However, it's very important at harvest to pick the green cultivars, and in black cultivars, as you say, its level declines. So you may get the oil, which is, I guess, going to fill a bottle and, you know, have maybe some of the taste characteristics or some semblance of olive oil. But in terms of those active polyphenols that have so many health benefits, they tend to fade away as the fruit darkens, correct?
Absolutely. And but what happens is at that 20% of oil, you're selling it. If you just leave the olive on the tree another month or so, you get double the amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same harvesting cost. It's the same milling cost. But you've got double oil you can sell.
Wow.
So unfortunately, the way the system is set up to pay the farmers for the oil is just going against most of what toward quantity, not quality.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're saying about these polyphenols, the issue with polyphenols and these antioxidants that are in the oil, if you get an olive variety which has a high polyphenol count, it actually protects the oil from oxidizing.
Mm. It's like the natural antioxidant that the olive tree makes to protect its oil.
It does, exactly. So, you know, that's really interesting. Plus, these antioxidants, these oleocanthal and other antioxidants that are in olive oil that have the same, and you're the medical guy here, I'm more the taste guy, have these anti-inflammatory properties akin to ibuprofen. These phenols drop by major percent over, especially if it's not a real high polyphenol olive oil, they drop by up to 40%, says this study that was done out of Forja, within 6 months. So you really, that's where this freshness comes in, and why my members of my club, the real specialty, and I didn't mention this before, but the real specialty is we fly our olive oil in.
Hmm.
It arrives here by jet directly from the harvest. So that's the real big difference, is that it really is fresh. And not only that, but it's a real high-quality product to begin with.
So timing is an issue. Also, the species of the fruit, maybe the climactic factors at the time of ripening, because just like grapes, I mean, there's some good harvests and there's some bad harvests. And actually, in one of your newsletters, you describe what sounds so painstaking. You know, you travel all around Sicily, and then you turn around and you say, well, there's just no harvest that's passing muster here. And you end up in Tuscany,
right,
where the weather conditions are preferable, and that's where you score your next batch of olive oil for consumption.
That's right. That's right. Well, it was a little cooler. Summer would never end when I arrived at the olive harvest in Sicily. They were still swimming on the beaches, and that said to me, uh-oh, this is too hot. As I mentioned before, olives are very finicky. They like to be kept cool from when they're at the point where they're harvested up until they're milled, and even inside the mills, because of the process of what happens to an olive. First, it goes through a process where it's actually crushed. So imagine almost like your Cuisinart in your kitchen chopping the olives. This is pit and all. The second step involved in the process, because it's a very clean, simple process, but it is screwed up by most, unfortunately. The second step is it's mixed. So imagine this chopped, almost looks like olive tapenade, is mixed in a process called malaxation, which is simply like putting it in your KitchenAid mixer. It's just mixing around.
You're kind of make it into a slurry, sort of?
Exactly. Well, what's happening is the enzymes are breaking down the fruit, and there's a lot of things actually going on, but the real process of what's happening is it's being broken down into several parts: oil, solids, and liquids, because as I said earlier, the percentage of oil inside the olive can vary depending on the variety, when it was picked, but this process of malaxation, they can do different things. For example, imagine your KitchenAid mixer, it has a stainless steel bowl. Imagine underneath that you put a little bit of heat. If you did that, for example, the paste would get more oil in it. You could extract more oil. So there are tricks and tips that that producers can do, especially the unethical ones that are trying to produce mass quantities to ship to the U.S. in bulk, who can employ. They can add water. They can add heat. And
so then it's no longer cold pressed. I mean, you use the term cold pressed often when we refer to oils that are gently processed. But then heat is a more efficient extraction method, but it's damaging to the constituents of olive oil.
Absolutely, absolutely. I can't tell you how many oils I've seen labeled as cold pressed that I will go in with a little temperature gun or a thermometer, or actually walk over and look at the malaxer and see it above 80 degrees.
So, this brings up the issue of counterfeiting in olive oil. I hear it's rampant. There are virtually no standards. Everything is extra virgin, cold pressed, organic, natural. There's all kinds of appellations, but do they really correspond to reality?
No. Unfortunately, Americans like to buy, fancy bottles, nice labels, where we really need to be thinking of olive oil more like you do with wine, looking at vintage, looking at variety, looking at harvest dates. Clearly, most oils that you look at in your market are not clearly labeled with a harvest date. There are a few that are. When it comes to variety, it's just like grapes. You probably know, if you're a wine drinker, you've tasted the difference between a Merlot and a Cabernet, and you know that a Cabernet has more tannins and is a little more robust. It's the same with olive varieties. Different olive varieties, and there are many. Just within Italy, there's 550 olive varieties, and some of those varieties are known to produce very high polyphenol olive oils. So one thing that's very important is to just get educated. Unfortunately, we've been exposed to poor quality olive oil for so long. That's what we're accustomed to as Americans. My friends and family, they're in the same boat. I've had to educate them, and I'm sure if you've taken one of these bottles of olive oil, one of my club selections, to a dinner party and let people taste it, they might have even had a little cough after they tried it. And maybe you could talk a little bit more about, what causes that. But these are these polyphenols that are in the olive oil, and these are the real health benefit. So we should talk a little bit about what you should taste for, because really that's my best tip, is to get educated and to learn the keys on how to identify a great olive oil so you're not being duped.
So let's do that.
So one of the things that's very important is a element of fruitiness. You should smell things in the olive oil. And when you're a professional olive oil taster, you typically taste olive oil in a little blue glass, a little small. It almost looks like a votive. And it's blue to hide the color of the oil, because the color of the oil does not always dictate flavor perception of the oil. Some actual varieties have more, color gets into the oil during the production process. Maybe they have more chlorophyll, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's a more green or more bold oil. It can just be a color. In fact, part of the counterfeiting process these days, from what I understand, is they're adding colorants to some olive oils to make them look they're green, but they're not. Probably along with their seed oils that they're adding too.
There may be actual non olive oil constituents in some of those things, cheaper oils that they add mix in there to kind of they're diluting it.
Absolutely. And nut oils as well. I think there have been some cases that I don't remember if it was Thomas Mueller's article in The New Yorker a few years back, but people that have nut oil allergies or nut allergies can actually have issues. I've heard of people saying that to me, that they have had nut oils mixed with olive oil too. So one of the things you're looking for is fruitiness. You should smell things like grass, like green banana, like herbs, different types of culinary sensations of greenness and freshness. The second thing you should taste for, or taste, and you can't really smell this, but you'll taste it, is bitterness. One of the things you'll recognize may be a flavor like overbrewed green tea or walnut skins, a little bit of bitterness. The last thing you would look for is a peppery finish. So this peppery finish are the polyphenols that you've talked about so much, and those actually protect the oil from oxidizing and are the healthy components, one of the healthiest components in the oil, I should say.
All right. I think this is a good point for us to pause. This is part one of our extraordinary discussion of olive oil with the olive oil hunter, T.J. Robinson. He's our guest. And coming up in part two, we're going to talk more about olive oil tasting, about olive oil outright fraud, how to identify high-quality olive oil, and we're going to talk about some of the health benefits of the extraordinary polyphenols that can be found in olive oil. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.